Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the broadcast weekend of March 23rd, 2018, and yes, you're tuned into Tomorrow, and yep, I am Dave Graveline, your humble host here to hopefully solve your digital dilemmas, anything that relates to consumer tech. We're here to help you with Horacio Anarosmo in the control room here in the studio.
Chris Graveline.
And some tech news and commentary before we get back to your calls, solving those digital dilemmas, which, by the way, in the event you've never called the show or participated, please consider doing it, mainly because we want to hear you on the air. You make the show. Your questions, comments, concerns, help for other listeners, sharing your favorite app these days, or even sharing some tech rage. It all helps make the broadcast. And we love to have you on the show. And then we love to send you prizes for participating. And it really is that easy. A lot of folks say they have a lot of fun when they call our 800 number because I sort of hold your hand through the process, if you will. You'll see what I mean when you call. Or you can use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps and participate that way. We do read an occasional email, but it's all about hearing you. It's radio, after all. And we want to hear you on the show. So do call us, won't you, at
800-899-INTO.
That's
800-899-4686.
Oh, very good cues. Tech news and commentary, what do you got?
NASA's robotic space station crew member could head down to Earth as early as May for repairs. I didn't even know there was a robotic space station crew member before I...
Me either.
Robonaut 2 will hitch a ride on a Dragon spacecraft as part of SpaceX's 14th commercial resupply mission, which is set to launch to the International Space Station no earlier than April 2nd, and is slated to return to Earth a month later. This is according to NASA officials. Pete Hasbrook, associate program scientist for the International Space Station program, said that Robonaut has had some issues with being able to power up on orbit, and that has gone on for at least a year or two. After a lot of troubleshooting on orbit and a lot of analysis on the ground, they've concluded that there is a short of some sort in one of the circuit boards, and they're going to need to bring that robot home to do some repairs.
And apparently just smacking it upside the head hasn't solved the problem.
I guess so.
Wow.
But, you know, I've seen pictures, and it looks kind of like a humanoid shape, about because there's an astronaut, like, you know, floating next to it, and about twice the size of a human, but apparently
Whoa.
It does some work up there robotically.
Does it do any spacewalks, do you know?
I don't know.
Well, maybe not with a glitch.
Probably not.
That would be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. But apparently, you know, the repairs are big enough where they have to bring it back to Earth instead of going up there to fix it.
Is a human bringing it back, or it's just going to go on its own?
It's going to hitch a ride back on a SpaceX rocket. That's all I know.
Oh, wow. Wow, very cool. Which will probably just land on its own at a docking station. So
there you go.
That'll work pretty well. Fitbit is attempting to appeal to female fitness enthusiasts with a curvier design and a lower price for its latest smartwatch. The Fitbit Versa will cost $200 and be available next month.
Yeah, because us guys, you know, we like less curvy designs and more expensive devices.
Right. That's why I thought when their press release came out and said, you know, for female fitness enthusiasts, curvier design, lower price, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, I like to wear a boxy thing around my wrist, and I like to pay more for it.
Yeah, pay more than any lady would pay. I mean, come on. Oh, jeez. Well, Fitbit, like a lot of other folks, are doing whatever they can to stay relevant, I guess would be a good way to put it. I mean, it's still $200 for crying out loud, but it's a smart watch, they're calling it now. It's more than just counting your steps, you know. It might even tell you the time. It's still a whole lot less expensive than the Apple Watch. And no, it's not called an iWatch.
Yes. Cadillac has announced the availability of a native Spotify app for its 2018 models, which is designed to highlight driving-specific playlists. Cadillac owners can download the Spotify app through the infotainment system app store and use the vehicle's 4G LTE connection to listen to music without their phone. Cadillac says that 30 hours of listening equates to about a gigabyte of data use.
Hmm.
The interface is designed to resemble the mobile and PC apps with five main screens: home, recently played, library, browse, and mini player. Users will be able to access the artists and albums in their collection, browse using the touchscreen, as well as access Spotify curated sections, including sing-alongs and driving songs. Cadillac says that the new app conforms to the Department of Transportation's driver distraction guidelines by minimizing the amount of information on the screen and including larger font sizes.
And see, that kind of makes sense to me, because a lot of folks, I know you especially, when you like to take your drives to the Keys or something, you have driving music. There are certain songs, not just to keep you awake, but because they're just driving songs, you know, from certain bands, whatever the case, or just, you know, upbeat tunes, whatever, that are very helpful. And a lot of people, I think, can relate to driving songs more than any other thing. Well, maybe you have your, you know, gym workout songs or your yard work songs or something. But I think everybody can relate to driving songs. Yeah. And good for Cadillac to say, we're going to put that together and make it the built-in part with the 4G LTE thing. I think that's kind of neat.
In fact, I have a separate Amazon Music playlist that's just for driving to the Keys. And I know it sounds crazy, but they're the songs that basically get me in the mood so that by the time I'm there, I've spent the last, you know, 3.5 hours listening to these songs on the way down there. And
I'm guessing there's a lot of Jimmy Buffett.
There is some Jimmy Buffett.
I bet. I kind of knew that was going to happen. But I think that's a clever idea. And more car companies will undoubtedly come out with those kinds of things, too. That just makes sense. You know, we've talked a lot in our 23 years on the air covering consumer tech about companies that come out with technologies that they then try to find a market for.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong way to do it, it seems. Here is a classic example. Okay, now, you know what? A lot of people, if they're out for a drive, a long drive, not just a little commute to work or something, really want driving tunes. So let's do it. And then it makes sense, and perhaps it'll be successful for them. But you got to buy a Cadillac, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and the fact that that includes a bunch of sing-along songs. I mean, where else do you sing along but in the car? You
know. In the shower.
Well, okay, there's another market.
Okay, so now we got to have Moen or Delta or some plumbing manufacturer that's going to come out with.
I have seen some of those premium showers that include MP3 players right there in the shower.
Very true. Yeesh. Sea of Thieves is expected to demonstrate a major advantage of the Xbox One as it allows players to interact with PC players. That, according to analyst Carter Rogers, the game is also part of Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass series or service, which will likely boost the subscription service's appeal. They seem to be doing okay for themselves, but there's another advantage where you can do something real specific where an Xbox One can play along with PC players and do a little cross-platform kind of stuff and interact with each other and play games, which is solving a lot of problems.
Yeah, well, it's also Microsoft's, you know, way of trying to probably sell some more Xbox Ones because, you know, apparently you guys aren't doing so well.
I don't blame them, but that's good marketing, I think. Yeah. And there are those who are just, you know, typically, nope, it's all PC games for me. I'm not a console person, or vice versa. You know, we've talked on the show for years that there's a lot of real heavy gamers that are, no, it's got to be Xbox One or PlayStation 4 or that sort of thing. Well, in this case, Xbox One will allow you to play. Maybe you got some friends that are just PC players. And in this case, if you're both into Sea of Thieves, then you can just play together and have a good time and live happily ever after.
Yeah. You know, in fact, I have a console at home. It's a PS4 that, you know, we bought about 2.5 years ago, basically for me and my son to use. And I think combined in the last 2.5 years, I think we may have used it maybe for an hour total. You know, I'm usually on Angry Birds on my phone, and he's playing something on the iPad, and, you know, we don't really use the console.
You're supposed to be doing work in your spare time. Don't you have some QuickBooks tutorials to get through or something? And things that'll make you more valuable to the company?
I'm talking about gaming. You know, the type of gaming I do is generally Angry Birds.
There's
no gaming in QuickBooks.
Well, there could be.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend it is a game, and maybe you'll learn more about it.
Yeah, but
we'll make money instead of losing.
But I tend to lose at the games, so we don't want to pretend that QuickBooks is a game.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very effective.
Yeah.
Renowned U.S. physicist Michio Kaku has outlined the terrifying evolution of robots. And think about this. He foresees robots becoming so advanced that they will eventually replace the human race. And in order to stop them before they get any murderous thoughts and they start to kill humans. Now, this is Michio Kaku, or Cuckoo, right? He says, right now, robots have the intelligence of a bug, including the one with the bug in at the space station that needs to come home. But as decades go by, he says they will become as smart as a mouse, then a rat, then a cat, then a dog, and a monkey, and even replace humans near the end of the century.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Yes. Kaku believes that a chip should be inserted in their brains to shut them off automatically if they get murderous thoughts. Interesting. He also believes that humans will have no choice but to merge with robots. Really? Saying, this may sound strange, but remember that it is the people of the far future, not us, who will decide how far they want to modify themselves to deal with super smart robots.
I think he's been watching too much Star Trek The Next Generation. With the Borg, who are, you know, they have set themselves out to assimilate all beings,
yeah,
and turn them into Borg.
But imagine your robot having murderous thoughts. Yeah. It's bad enough when people say, don't die with your cat in the house, it'll eat you.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives you something else to worry about if you have a robot. Uh-oh, my Roomba has murderous thoughts.
Well, my toaster's going to kill me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, don't keep it in the bathroom, and then it won't kill you. But that's interesting how he's really concerned about this and says if robots aren't implanted with a chip to reverse murderous thoughts, then they're going to kill us. Wow. What do you think? What do you think? 800-899-4686. I want to know, are you scared? Are you running for your lives already from robots or writing to your great-grandchildren to be aware of their robots? Because they're going to have them. Tim in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listens on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Hey, Tim.
Started kayak fishing and have looked into several different cases for a Samsung S7 Edge. I know nothing is completely waterproof, but I'm looking for one that I can use while I'm kayak fishing as well as when I'm just out in everyday life that I can clip onto my belt. And was looking for you all's opinion on what the best one would be.
Well, it's our pleasure, Tim. Your S7 Edge has some level of built-in waterproofing. It can withstand being submerged, but not very deep, and certainly not for a long period of time. But it does have some waterproofing already, so that's a good starting point.
Yeah, that's not to say that you shouldn't get a case like you want to, in fact. In fact, we'd recommend you do get some extra protection of your very expensive device. To that end, the only real option we've seen that will work on an S7 Edge and be water-resistant is the Ghost Tech line of waterproof cases. Dave keeps trying to talk to the Catalyst CEO into making cases for Android phones, but so far he hasn't had much luck.
Yeah, they just won't do it. I mean, they make great stuff for all Apple products, and good for them. And they've sent us a bunch of things, and we give them away over the years on the air and stuff, but they're just not interested in us droids. But that's okay. We'll keep giving their stuff away to those of you iPhonies who can use them. Ghost Tech talks about their cases as protection you can use to dive and swim with your phone. We'd probably err on the side of safety and skip the swimming part and even the diving part, but they may be a good layer of protection for you to consider. Now, a Ghost Tech Atomic Premium will cost you around $65. For around $5, you can get a fancier version of a Ziploc bag with a strap to wear it around your neck. These bags are just generics. They all look mostly the same, but they do tend to do a decent job if you're not planning to intentionally submerge your phone.
Now, if you're going to risk them and go with one of these, we'd really encourage you to put a piece of paper inside the case or bag and dunk it underwater. If the paper stays dry, then maybe consider putting your phone in it. Otherwise, invest in something better.
Let us know what you end up going with, because we're happy to share that information with others that want to do a similar thing. And I think it's a good job. You want to keep that phone safe by all means. And do so by meeting us at intotomorrow.com.